What we do know is that God never changes.
And God doesn't give his word for us to ignore. He gives his word to us that we might be strengthened, that we might be encouraged, that we might know who to believe, and know when the time of trouble comes, we have a God who protects and is there for us. Because the scripture says he never leaves us, nor he forsakes us. Now, the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. And the Lord had told the disciples, wait until you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the day of Pentecost, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit came upon the people who were gathered in the upper room. And there came, as it were, clothed in tongues of fire. And it came upon the people, and they all began to speak in other tongues. It's interesting, isn't it? If you had been in the upper room, based on everything that you had been told, and based on everything you could read in the Old Testament, what would you be expecting? Would you be expecting to be speaking in another language? Think about it. Would you be expecting that when the Holy Spirit would come upon you and you receive power, that the first thing you would be doing is speaking a language that you do not understand? And you can't go back into the Old Testament and find out where it tells you that will happen. The nearest thing you get to is the book of Isaiah, where God says, people with the stammering lips, another tongue will speak to you. And there are things like that which, if you had to interpret, well, this is going to be the day of Pentecost. And you would, it just, so there are things there which happen because God provides, but we don't always understand. And there's not always a clear scripture, because we know that Peter stood up and he took Joel chapter 2, that God has poured out his Spirit. But again, God's been pouring out his Spirit. Who would have realized that you would be speaking in another language? And the people that spoke in another language in the day of Pentecost, the first thing to notice is they never knew what they were speaking. They never knew what they were speaking. But the people who heard them speaking knew what they were saying. And we glorified God. Now in my lifetime, I have spoken to people, or known people, who have spoken another language and the impact of that other person. One particular person I know one time was witnessing to a person, and then in the middle of witnessing to a person started to speak in tongues to that person. And the person he was speaking to just went pale white. But the person never knew what else said. But the message got right home to them. So, we'll start with the text in 1 Corinthians 14:18. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. So this is the Apostle Paul. Now, you will get some people who will say, well, Paul spoke a lot of languages. They say, we're not talking about something natural here. We're talking about something that is spiritual and something that's came from God. And Paul says, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. So there was a benefit for him. And he thanked God that he was speaking in tongues all the time. Now, in the scriptures, we could ask why Paul made this statement. What was the important thing he was attaching to speaking in tongues? Well, we know that in the scriptures, we have two major functions for the speaking in tongues. There's personal edification. And this is the one that I really want to speak to you about today, because it tends to get ignored. And some writers would actually say it's a lofty form of worship, but it's in 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. So we have this in the scripture. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you're edifying yourself. And it's an interesting thing because when you're speaking in an unknown tongue, your mind doesn't know what you're saying. So your spirit is speaking to God, but it's bypassing your mind. And the Bible says you're edifying yourself. Now the second major thing that we have is for public services in 1 Corinthians 14:3. But he that prophesied, that is tongues, somebody speaks in tongues and then somebody stands up and gives an interpretation, speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. So here we have two major areas to look at. One is for your own personal edification. And another is for the edification of the church and to build up the church. And to build up roads around about you. And in the scriptures, the Bible says, tongues are for the unbeliever. Tongues are for the unbeliever, but the prophecy is for the believers. And you, a preacher, one time you went to a foreign country, and you up, without knowing the language, you started preaching in that language. So, that was a benefit to the people, but he never knew what he was speaking. So when we come, we have personal edification, and then we have edification for the church. Now we live in days of great wickedness, and we have governments, including our own, who follow humanistic policies and go after all things which are against the word of God. And so we live in days where you have to be edified and you have to walk close to God. And so therefore, personal edification and speaking in tongues is important for you. The Bible also says in Jude 20, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. So what is praying in the Holy Ghost? It can be, people can say it can be getting quickened by the Spirit. But praying in the Holy Ghost is also speaking in tongues. Praying the language that God gives you and praying and edifying yourself. But here it says, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. It is to build yourself up so that you are strong in your faith and you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Now one of the things about when you begin to pray in tongues for your own life is it takes you out of the area where you feel as if you're forever going round in circles. When you feel as if you're never breaking out and you're never achieving it and you always seem to come back to the same place. Once you start to pray and speak in tongues for your own edification, you will discover that your inward man will start to get strengthened and you will start to break out of that containment that you're in. Now, I'm just going to quote from a book called Overwhelmed by the Spirit by James Maloney. It's a man, he passed into glory in Ireland the last year. But this is a man, his old preacher had been in a meeting where a person has operated in open visions. First time I was ever in a meeting where he was there, he was operating in open visions. And there have been a number of his meetings over the years. But he writes in his book, if we are not seeing great fruit in our personal lives or corporately in the church, it often stems from downplaying the importance or lack of praying in tongues. If you're not seeing breakthrough, if you're not seeing it in your life, you're not seeing the church, he said, it's often you're downplaying something that God has given you. Now, in the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out, they all began to speak in tongues. And so, it is something which is here for us, because Paul was writing to say, it's edification. When you speak in tongues, you're edifying yourself. So it is important that we pay attention to this. Because many of the time people relegate it He said, well, it didn't help the church. But we're not talking about the church today, we're talking about you as an individual. You have to grow. You have to move in the area of the supernatural. You have to move with that sensitivity to the Spirit. And so how are you going to get there? The Bible says, speak in tongues. It will edify you. It will build you up. It's going to get you to a place you're not going to reach if you don't do it. Get speaking in tongues. It said, speaking in tongues should be cultivated in our daily life. Because it's used to build up our faith, and it's a spiritual walk with the Lord. In John 14, 16 and 17, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. The comfort of the Holy Spirit. And it was the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost. It came like tongues of fire, like cloven tongues of fire upon the people, for the people to begin to speak in unknown languages and to speak in tongues. So it was came as a gift. It was the Holy Spirit. It was like the very center of this happening. Another thing is praying in tongues keeps our prayers in accordance with God's word and will. Because 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The things that God reveals that you cannot get to know through physical things. The Spirit of God reveals it. The Spirit of God gives you the burdens. The Spirit of God urges you to start to pray away. And in 1 Corinthians 2:11 said, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now this is important, for the Bible tells us that there are different spirits. Now if I can ask you a question, and just for you to think about this. When you have things come into your mind, do you know whether that is something that's coming from God? Is that something from your own spirit? Or is that something from an unclean spirit? Can you decipher when you're hearing from God? When you know it's your own spirit is speaking to you, or whether it's an unclean spirit who's whispering into your ear. We know in the Old Testament, the unclean spirit whispered into David's ear to go and number the people. And the Lord was warned not to do it, he just went ahead and done it. And we read about the consequences. So the Bible's saying here, for what man knoweth the things of a man, said the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. And that is why when we are born again and we become a Christian, the Bible says we are born by the Spirit of God so that our spirit can commune with God's Spirit. Because the Bible says God is a spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so the Holy Spirit has come and he has given the ability for people to, for their spirit to commune with God's Spirit directly. And the Bible tells us for the edification so that you might grow, that you might be strong. And it's your spirit speaking to God's Spirit. And it's through the exercise of tongue that we come to perceive the ways of the Spirit, because we're looking for a sensitivity to the things of the Spirit. We're looking to be led by the Spirit, how to pray, when to pray, the sensitivity, praying in tongues, edifying yourself, coming into the presence of God, releasing the language. And you know, it takes faith to speak in tongues. It takes faith to open your mouth and let the sounds come out. See, because God didn't take you like a robot. You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Faith must be exercised to speak in tongues. Again, back to Jude. Beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, tongues also had an impact. Because in this world, there's all sorts of things going on, but you at any moment can start to pray in tongues. And break the thought pattern that comes into life and start to pray in tongues and pray to God. And to edify yourself and to strengthen yourself. And we are kept in constant communication with the Father as we pray in tongues, as we edify ourselves, as we strengthen ourselves. And in 1 Corinthians 14:20 it says, let him speak to himself and to God. Let him speak to himself and to God. That is a place where we speak to ourselves. And where will we speak to God? And we speak because we're looking to edify ourselves and to strengthen ourselves. Because we want to walk in that sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. And it's challenging. Because when you're just speaking in tongues without any interpretation, your mind doesn't know what's happening. And we'll come to that in a minute. But initially, I mean, your mind doesn't know what's happening. And it's also got to do with God's spirit knows the spirit of God. Your spirit knows you as an individual. And in the scriptures, God will have nothing to do with flesh. And in the scriptures, the tongue, there's lots of things written about it. It tells you the tongue is an unruly element. The tongue can be cursing one minute and blessing another minute. One moment you can be in worship, and then another moment you can be pulling people down and speaking behind people's back. The tongue, right in the psalmist, talks about trying to control his tongue so he will not sin. So there is that element of the flesh which God does not get, or tells us to crucify, and there is the spirit. And God's wanting our spirits to come alive to his spirit, and he wants us to be strengthened in the inner man so that we stand strong and we know his presence, power, and we're sensitive to the spirit. In Romans 8:26, this is talking about healing infirmities. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us, groanings which cannot be uttered. That is, in the context of infirmity, the Holy Spirit says what we don't always see. The Holy Spirit gives revelation. The Holy Spirit gives discernment. And I've mentioned it many times before. Jesus cast out the devils before he healed people. And you need the discernment of the Holy Spirit. And so as we go through the scripture, we come to 1 Corinthians 14:14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. So in this, so when you're praying in an unknown tongue, you're praying and you've been edified in the spirit, and you're growing and you're being strengthened because you're feeding your spirit, but your natural man doesn't have understanding. And so therefore, in the scriptures, Paul urges, when you speak in tongues, ask God to give you understanding of what you've been praying. Ask God for understanding. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. We do not always know what we should pray for, but the Spirit does. And we want to allow the Spirit of God to work in us. Because that Spirit comes upon us, and we speak to edification, And the other thing which is important about the Spirit is you subjugate your tongue by speaking in tongues. I mentioned a moment ago, your mind can get barbed with different thoughts. And as soon as you start speaking out loud in tongues, you break every single thought that's coming. And you break that attack, and you start to pray, and you break, get your mind under any kind of bondage. And as I said, because James 3:8 says, but the tongue no man can tame, because it's unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And so, if we want to be able to deal with the attacks of the enemy when they come into our mind, but immediately we start to pray in tongues and break it off and break that thought pattern. And praying in tongues, which people never maybe actually consider, is when you're praying in tongues, you're showing appreciation of the Lord. You're showing your appreciation of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14:14, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. You know, so you're praying in that tongue, your understanding, but your spirit has been edified. And you've been edified. And God has given that gift for your benefit, because in days of trouble and in days of wickedness, you need the sensitivity of God and the presence of God in your life. And you need to be strong to know to stand firm, hearing from God and walking. And so we pray in the Spirit, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou art blessed with the Spirit, how shall he that occupied the room of the unlearned say amen? And any giving of thanks, saying he undertaketh not what thou sayest. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. So speaking in tongues to yourself, you're only edifying yourself. But Paul's urging, when you pray in the Spirit, look to get God to give you understanding as well. So that not only is your inner man your spirit, but you know what's happening and what God is doing. And this balance allows the Holy Spirit to work through us for a fruitful life. Because God is in the business of leading his people in a supernatural walk. We're not called into a natural walk. We're not called into living and staying in the natural realm. God is looking to bring us up into a higher realm, into a realm of the Spirit of God, where we have that sensitivity to the Spirit, where we know how to look after ourselves in edification, but we also know how to release the work of God through ourselves for the benefit of the church. But in this place, if we cannot edify ourselves and be strong, then we're always going to be subject to slipping up. And God is looking for us to be a people of power, people who know his presence, the people who will move into realms of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The tongues will lead us into the destination of the supernatural power of God, so that the kingdom of God is preached in power, signs, wonders, and miracles. Because God wants to reveal himself to people. God wants to save, God wants to heal, God wants to restore. God wants to bring people from the pit.
Yes.
But he wants you as a child of God to be in a place where you are not dependent on somebody else. It's good for us to come to church because the Bible says not to forsake ourselves, to come together. But as we live day by day, God is looking for you to be walking so that you are edifying yourself. And he's saying, this is how you edify yourself. You need to learn to start to speak in tongues. It's a supernatural gift that has come from the Holy Spirit. He has given it, and that's why praying in tongues shows your appreciation for the Lord, because it's something that God has given. It might not be as great as prophecy, but we're not talking about giving messages to the church. We're talking about your own life and how you walk day by day and how you are sustained day by day and how you overcome day by day. Because there are times when nobody else is going to be about to sustain you. And God is looking for people who are going to find the key to sustaining themselves and edifying themselves so that they will remain firm no matter what way the wind blows, so that they will be faithful to the word of the living God. So tongues will lead us to a restoration of supernatural power of God. And so that the kingdom is preached in power. That's why the Spirit of God was poured out in the day of Pentecost. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And what are the effects of the Holy Ghost come upon them? They spoke in tongues. And everyone in that upper room never knew the language of a speaker. So when we pray in tongues, we are building a home for the Holy Spirit to dwell in. And the things in our lives that were laid out, laid to ruin. This is what your hurts, your wounds, iniquities, things which have affected you during your life. We heard this morning about how Thomas Barrow wasn't such a great example. But you see, the Holy Spirit is the one who comes to heal and to restore and to make all things new. And the things that have been laid to ruin and have been in the hearts and the winds, we start to edify ourselves with speaking in tongues. We start to use the gifts which God has given so that healing will start to take place, so that we will start to be shifted and we will start to be moved, and that the wounds that we carry will start, because the Bible talks about the healing bands of Gilead. God comes to heal and to restore. And one of the ways your healing takes place, your restoration takes place, is speaking in tongues, edifying yourself, strengthening yourself in the Holy Ghost. And when we pray in tongues, we honor the Holy Spirit. For we are honoring his gift, a release of God's power. We are honoring the Holy Spirit. Because the gift of tongues never came by man. Nobody was looking for it. Nobody was expecting it. And God gave a big surprise in the day of Pentecost when he poured out the Spirit upon people and they began to speak in tongues. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray in tongues, we honor the Holy Spirit. Notice also in Corinthians 14:2, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Mysteries, he speaks of divine secrets and truths. And God is a God who is in the business of revealing to us secrets and truths. Remember Pastor Peter, he would always talk about the Word. He said the Word had to be quickened by the Spirit. The Word of God, the Spirit of God. And so speaking in tongues, speaking unto men, not speaking to men, but we're speaking to God. We are looking for God to impart revelation and a message to us as we speak unto him. We are here to live in the Word, to meditate upon God's Word day and night. We are here to speak in the Spirit as a lifestyle. Tongues are operating alongside the Word, allowing the Spirit to communicate revelation and faith. And faith only operates when there is a revelation. When we get the revelation from God, we go out in faith. And as we edify ourselves, and as we pray, Lord, what have I been praying? Give me the understanding of what I've been doing. Then we can move out, and we are there to minister to other people. We want to be moved upon the Holy Spirit. We want to receive revelation. We want to receive illumination. The eyes of our understanding are looking to be opened and enlightened. And so we come to the Word of God and we say, Lord, what have you provided for us? He provided the gift of tongues. He has provided for us a mechanism to pray and to strengthen ourselves and to move ourselves forward in the things of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know, the gifts the Bible tells us in the Scriptures is by reason of use that they start to flow. And we want to be people who flow in the gifts of the Spirit. We want to be moved by the Holy Spirit. But at the very foundation, we need individuals who can stand on their own 2 feet, individuals who are strong because of what God has done in them. Their spirit becoming alive because they speak in tongues and they have been edified. It's not the major gift. Lots of people see it as the least of the gifts. It doesn't matter if it's the least of the gifts. It's what does it do for you? How is it going to shift you from where you are? You want to move into different realms. You want different things to be dealt with in your life. The Bible says, start speaking in tongues. Speak in tongues is there for your personal edification. If nothing else, is there for your personal edification. And every one of us need to be edified. Every one of us need to be strengthened. Every one of us need, because when storms come, we need to be strong. We need to know who we'll put our trust in. And we want our spirit, and we want to feed our spirit. And God said, edify yourself, speak in tongues. And if you need an understanding, then pray and ask me to get the understanding for what you have been praying. But let's start to get ourselves into that place where we are being strong and edifying ourselves. Because when we are edified and we are strong, then the ministry can overflow into the church, into the community, into people's lives. And so God has given us the Spirit of God, the gift to speak in tongues, the various gifts. And we want to be able to move in the area of supernatural. And it starts by here in the Scriptures. Speaking in an unknown tongue to edify yourself. To edify yourself. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we don't necessarily understand all the workings of the Spirit of God. But we know, Father, that what you have spoken is true. Father, we know that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit brought with it the speaking in tongues and brought with it power. And Father, we thank you, you gave a personal element to that for a personal edification so that we will be strengthened in the inner man and so that we might be people who will be overcomers and people who will know our God and the presence of God. And so, Father, this morning, we just ask for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon your people. A fresh outpouring of your Spirit. And a realization, Father, you have provided a way for us to grow and to strengthen and to mature in Christ. And so, Father, today, in Jesus' name, we just release your word for your glory.